This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. American Express is at long last getting into China. Too bad people in China don't really use credit cards all that much. Martin Chorzempa is a research fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so Amex in China, this didn't happen overnight, did it?
It did not. China promised to open up its markets to Western credit card companies in the mid-2000s, and it's been a long struggle of negotiations between the U.S. and China.
So how did Amex in the end crack it? What was the condition?
Well, one of the key conditions is that it came on with a joint venture partner. So it'll be sharing the profits, the technology, and the business strategy with a local Chinese company. Companies that have tried to go in alone in China have so far not received any opening.
All right, so share the profits. But Amex, in a market that big, this has to be a watershed moment. Do you see it that way?
I don't, because I've been looking at payments in China for quite a few years, but all it would take you is one day seeing how people pay for things in Beijing to know that this is too little too late, because they promised this a long time ago when there was a huge undeveloped market, but that's over now. You know, that old Capital One commercial, what's in your wallet? A Chinese person would answer what's in your wallet with, I have no idea. I haven't used my wallet in months. Chinese people pay for everything with their phones. And it's too little because this announcement only allows them to set up a business in China. It's still going to take them probably about a year before we know whether they actually have permission to operate.
Martin Chorzempa is a research fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you.